today, July 25th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Dave Smith, the Disney archivist, and today we're going to talk about one of Walt's inventions, audio animatronics.
Just as we had to learn to make our animated cartoons talk, we had to find a way to make these characters talk too. Now, to accomplish this, we created a new type of animation, so new that we had to invent a new name for it.
Audio animatronics?
Right, audio animatronics.
Walt Disney was an innovator, and he was always eager to try new things. One of the things that really intrigued him was this bird. He found this bird in a New Orleans antique shop when he was there on vacation. And he was so intrigued by the way that it moved and sang. He thought, you know, it'd be kind of fun to do something with dimensional animation. We've been doing animation on film for years, but we haven't been doing things with dimension. And so he brought this back to the studio and had his technicians take it apart to see how it worked. And he then brought in a sculptor to start working on some human figures. This is actually Ward Kimball, who was one of the animators at the Disney studio, who posed for this sculptor. Next, they went to a full-size head, and it was Confucius. He was going to be in a Chinese restaurant at Disneyland and talk to you when you came there to eat. Well, we never built our Chinese restaurant, but instead we did Abraham Lincoln. And that was the first full-size human figure that we worked on. Don't go away. There's more to come.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full-motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Abraham Lincoln was done for the New York World's Fair. Robert Moses and the others in charge of the fair came to Walt Disney and asked him if he would do some attractions for the fair. And Walt was willing to do this, and he thought, this would be my chance to introduce my audio animatronics. So the Lincoln figure, of course, was one of the prime examples that could go to the fair.
Now, to recreate a truly lifelike image of Lincoln, we use our new medium of audio animatronics. To start with, we were fortunate in being able to secure this life mask of the 16th president. How did we get this, Blaine?
This is actually a copy of an original life mask by the sculptor Leonard Volk in Chicago in 1860.
Before Lincoln was president.
Before Lincoln was president.
Before he had a beard.
That's right.
Now with this, to start with, our sculptor, Blaine Gibson, has been able to create this very accurate likeness of this great man.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln was sponsored by the state of Illinois at the fair. And in the show, the curtains would part. There was Lincoln up on the stage, a full-size Abraham Lincoln. And he would get out of his chair. He'd stand up and he would give segments from some of his famous speeches during his lifetime. And audiences were really amazed at this. They thought that was an actor standing up there on the stage.
The final result is so lifelike that you might find it hard to believe.
He also did It's a Small World. He did the Ford Magic Skyway. He did the General Electric Carousel of Progress. All of these attractions for the New York World's Fair, and all four of them featured audio animatronics.
Now this contraption here might look like something from outer space, but it's actually a control harness for programming the actions and gestures of our audio animatronic figures. Shall we show them how it works?
Very well.
This is the carousel theater host. Whatever the man in the harness does, this figure will respond simultaneously in the same manner. If you care for life. I don't think we better. No smoking on the stage.
After the World's Fair ended, Walt Disney was able to take all of those attractions that he did for the fair and bring them back to Disneyland. Disneyland had originally had some mechanical animals. The Jungle Cruise had mechanical animals going all the way back to the beginning of the park in 1955, but they weren't quite audio animatronics. They didn't have the sophistication of audio animatronics. In more recent years, audio animatronics have become much more elaborate. The newest generation of audio animatronics figures includes things like the Wicked Witch on the Great Movie Ride at Disney MGM Studios, the Auctioneer in Pirates of the Caribbean, and even the walking Ben Franklin in the American Adventure at Epcot. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about the birth of audio animatronics. See you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...